Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is why tests of faith are important. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Why Tests of Faith Are Important, written and read by Liz Lampkin. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Faith in God is something all believers have. When we ask for anything through Christ Jesus, it is our faith that drives the assurance that we will receive it. However, faith is not only the confidence that we will receive what we ask according to God's divine will for our lives. It is also having confidence that God will provide all that we need and trusting Him no matter what the situation looks like. Imagine praying for a son and watching him grow. As you watch him grow, so does your love for him. Then you're told to sacrifice him. This was one of Abraham's tests of faith. God commanded Abraham to take Isaac to Mount Moriah and offer him as a sacrifice. Without question, Abraham gathered his things, two men, his son, and wood for a burnt offering, and went to where God told him to go. As they traveled, on the third day, Abraham saw Mount Moriah from afar. He instructed the young men traveling with them to stay where they were, and he and Isaac would continue towards the mountain to worship. When they were done worshiping, they will return to this place. Then Abraham gathered the wood, fire, and a knife, and he and Isaac went towards the mountain. As they went forth, Isaac saw that there was no lamb for sacrificing. He says to Abraham that he sees the fire and wood, and then he asks, "Where is the lamb?" Without hesitation, Abraham told Isaac that God would provide a lamb for a burnt offering. As they arrived to the place where God instructed them to go, Abraham built an altar, laid wood in order, bound his son, and placed him on the wood. He then took the knife in his hand and prepared to sacrifice his son, but not before an angel of the Lord called out to him, commanding him not to lay a hand on Isaac. The angel knew that Abraham feared and trusted in God because of his willingness to sacrifice his son without question. When the angel said this to Abraham, he looked behind him and saw a ram caught in a bush by its horns. He then took the ram and offered him up as a burnt offering instead of his beloved son. Abraham's faith was tested by God to see how much he trusted him. Not only this, but his obedience was tested. He didn't question God. He didn't try to reason with God or compromise his instructions. He simply went forth in faith and obedience, knowing that the outcome would be what God wanted and it would work out for his good. Intersecting faith and life. God refines us by putting tests of faith before us for his glory. Has your faith ever been tested? Have you ever wondered why? Tests of faith come to develop our character. They drive you to a better commitment and a different level of obedience to God. They drive you to pray differently, fervently. They build your trust in Him. They drive you to delve into His Word for a deeper understanding of who He is and who He is to you. They help you understand where you are with your relationship with God and how to develop a more profound one with Him. The journey through tests of faith is not an easy one. Let's be honest. Many of us are not as strong in our faith as Abraham was. However, God is aware of our strengths and weaknesses along this course. That's why He gives us tests of faith so we can become stronger in our faith in Him. If you're struggling with the test of faith, or even in your faith in God, pray and ask Him to help you along the way. Ask Him what He wants you to do when each test comes about. Ask Him how He wants you to respond, and most importantly, what He wants you to learn about Him during this time. Tests of faith are necessary for our growth. Without them, we would always remain babes in Christ. For further reading, Genesis chapter 22, Hebrews chapter 11.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.